talking with our senior senator for Oklahoma, Senator James Inhofe. Jim, let's talk a little bit about several things. I know you've got on your schedule a little bit later on today the annual fly-in for Oklahoma Farm Bureau members in D.C., and you're going to be talking with them. One issue I know you're going to talk with them about will be implementing this 2018 Farm Bill that was passed this last year.
Yeah, they're very excited about that, and this does cover everything really that they that they're concerned with. It maintains the crop programs, the farm credit, the conservation program, crop insurance. The things that they normally do look for in a farm bill. It also invests in Oklahoma State University and Langston in the efforts in these facilities, which I think people are aware of what they're in the middle of. But one of the things that I'm excited about is that we had that disastrous fire out in western Oklahoma, and I remember being out there three times in my plane, going over and seeing them. There's nothing sadder than seeing cows and horses that are burning to death. There are some things that we learned out there. One thing we learned was we needed to do something on CRP lands so that people can graze after a wildfire. Otherwise, there's no place that they can use for grazing. We have corrected that. And, in fact, it was my amendment that put on there that we will open up CRP lands for grazing after a disaster. The other thing that I think is not expected in a Farm Bureau that is really good, and that is to try to address the problem of the young farmers, young kids, growing up in a great atmosphere of a farm, but not qualifying for the USDA loans. So we started a farm capital-intensive program to allow young people to be able to get into the USDA loans and programs. And I think it's something that it's going to work. It's met with a lot of approval, and I do know that that's one of the things I talked about when I received the honor from the Farm Bureau last year. So we have all of them coming in. I'm having dinner with them tonight. We have just good things that are going on in the Farm Bill, and they're very excited about that.
In recent days, the Senate has considered and rejected the proposal by the Congresswoman from New York, what's called the Green New Deal. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I'll lose my credibility here if I start talking about how bad that thing is. It's hard to believe that that is proposed by members of the United States Congress. I mean, it's a give-in to socialism, socialism. What they have done, if you were to do this, you would have you would eliminate fossil fuels, for example. That's coal, oil, and gas. Now, you can't run this country without using coal, oil, or gas. It'll eliminate meat production. I want all of our farmers to listen to this now because they think that that cows are bad for the... I'm trying to think of a nice way of saying this. Anyway, they're saying that the environmentalists think that the odor that comes out of the opposite end of a cow is something that needs to be done away with. So it does away with meat production. It does things that you really have a hard time believing that could come from someone from America. Doing away with air transportation, doing away with non-electric vehicles, cutting the military by 50%, then giving away everything, universal health care, universal college education. See, what is, Ron, is just a give-in saying that it's, I can remember when Senator Bernie Sanders, who's still in the United States Senate, was the only one who was a registered socialist. Now you have all these others lining up saying, no, this is a better system. So that's what's going on right now when all of our farmers know it. Don't worry about it, though, because it's not going to happen. It's already been rejected. In fact, we had a vote in the Senate on this, and the Democrats, all but four of them, voted present. They didn't vote for it or against it. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you that the vast majority of the Democrats want to keep that on the table. So that's something that shouldn't be happening, but it is happening. And another thing that you're going to be interested in, the number one concern that farmers have had in the years that you and I have done these joint presentations is the water bill, the Waters of the United States, the WOTUS bill. There was an effort during the Obama administration for 8 years to take that out of the jurisdiction of the states and give it to the federal government. Now, my state of Oklahoma is an arid state. You go out in the western part of the state, and there's not a lot of water out there. However, my concern would be if you get a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington determining what a wetland is, our panhandle could be a wetland. So let's keep in mind that we're still in the hearing on that, or the comment period. A comment period comes for a period of time prior to adopting something, and that's where we are today. Help is on its way.
One last question, Senator. I know you had some concerns about how the president was going to end up getting money to build his wall as far as some military projects, but it does look like we are moving forward, and he's trying to address some of the problems at our border.
Well, you got to keep in mind now, we have serious problems at the border. We have a lot of crime coming through. And when you think about in February alone, that's the last month that we have the new figures on, there's 76,000 illegal boarding crossings took place. That's an 11-year high. So they're trying to get as many people in this country illegally as possible right now. And the president has taken a very desperate step. The Democrats will not allow this to take place. He's now saying, we'll just close the border completely. And he can do that. And so I don't know if that's a threat, if it's actual. But the thing that is sad about this, Ron, is that look where we've done borders. Tucson, Arizona, they built a border, and the illegal traffic dropped 90% after that. Yuma built had a border fence or restriction, and 95% of their illegal traffic stopped. So it's not the ones that really in Mexico as much as it is as the action you might have noticed yesterday that the president took. It's in the Central American countries where their people in the wrong element are coming through. These are people who are people who are coming through for the wrong purposes. And so, you know, I've been privileged for a number of years to speak at naturalization ceremonies. There's nothing more rewarding than to look at people who've come over to this country to become citizens. They've learned the language, they've learned the history of America, and they've done everything in order to earn that right. And the idea that we just had the borders open and allowed anyone to come in, to me, is such a great disservice to those who did it legally. So that's a big issue. It's one that we're going to be able to win on. There's going to be some kind of restriction. Whether you want to call it a wall, whatever you want to call it, this is one that the American people are behind the president in this thing.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Jim Inhofe talking with us today from our nation's capital. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.